everyone. Well, today is Friday, and the date today is the 4th of May, 2018. And we'll clear the date for everybody. So here we go. Counting to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feels fine. And let's energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen or computers that you have up. And peace energy to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels great. And if you happen to have a situation going on that found you that you don't like, we'll see if we can clear that timeline for it. Releasing you from that timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear aliens that could be around you, through you, looking at you, checking you out, and then now they have a chance to leave. And here we go. So this is something that we have on YouTube and also on the website, to help release enslaved aliens. So here we go. I'll count to 100 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, boy, a lot of going out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we have our special event tomorrow, working with Bone Marrow. So that call will start at 1 o'clock Pacific time. And it's $20. At the beginning of the call, we'll be doing some water charging for you for the call. We wish to have maybe half a dozen glasses of water ready. And like I said, it's 1 o'clock Pacific time, and you can purchase that online. Go to the top of the website and click on it. And then from there, you go to the PayPal account, and you need to click on the bottom if you do your payment, return to merchant, and you'll have the access code. It's really simple to do. You get it sent to you, and you're there. So, we'll see if you want to add anything, Kathy. Anything new and exciting in Southern California?
Hi, Ron and everyone. Just we're having a heat wave, sorry to say, because we didn't get rain yet. But other than that, Ron returned this week from the New Living Expo in San Mateo. And so I do want to remind the listeners that last week's radio programs were all archived. That week he was gone from the 25th of April until the 30th. And I think 30th was live. But anyway, some people were writing in, responding to the archives. And so I'm going to read those and also the emails that you received, Ron, while you were gone. And so we'll get caught up on the inbox. Now, being that today's Friday, May 4th, as Ron said, it's also our paranormal theme night. And some of those did come in, kind of paranormal situations, Ron, while you were away. And so I'll read those right now. Before I do, there's one person who wanted to mention about the archives. And they write that they find a lot of information in the archives, especially in April. It says, I always go back to another year in April to see how changed things have become. So here is one she really liked. It's dated April 4th, 2013. It's the subject is about Ron fighting the great beast himself and clears his castle of vortexes. It's an adventure you won't want to miss. So that was some remarkable soldier work, I think you did with the sovereign soldiers back in 2013. So if anyone wants to catch that archive, April 4th, 2013. And so anyways, thank you for that listener tip. Happy to pass that on. Okay, Ron, so the next email comes from one of your listeners in South Africa. And she's been out walking, and she happened to notice the clouds that, you know, being more aware that they do hold more than it appears, that, you know, how they're illusions. And she says that she was watching the clouds and noticed a few changes over the past few months, and she attached 7 photos for you to look at and to obtain your comments. And so, yes, there are some really different-looking photos here within the days. What did you happen to notice, Ron? Or she was wondering if there were any aliens in those clouds.
Yeah, they're always there. They're always there. I'm just looking at, since you mentioned time-traveling soldiers, some people wondered how long we've been doing this. So just happened to Google this. I'm a little sideways, but it's interesting, on the date. Okay, so we started listing people around the exact same time that we had the movie that came out, Battle L.A. You might remember that, maybe not, but it came out on the 11th of March, 2011. So there we go. We got the 11s there, everybody. And we got March being the 3, whatever that means, but we got 3/11. Naturally, you know, we have 9/11. Everybody's familiar with 9/11. I don't know if 6/11 means that much to people. This came out then, Battle L.A. And I'll go a little sideways here. Also, there was, when I was doing a workshop with Nathan back east, I think we're there probably in March, I believe, of this year, the New Life Expo.
Yes. Yes.
He mentioned about the year 1212, and 1212 is when they had the Children's Crusade. So what that was the time that the aliens came and they abducted the children. I think out of this one large location, you could probably, Google that, but it was called the Children's Crusade, and the date was 12-12. Year was 12-12. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up as another thing of kids being, you know, abducted. So back to you.
Yeah.
And they never came back.
That's great.
Like, follow somebody, you know, said, like the Pied Piper, you know? And they all got probably hypnotized, maybe robotically controlled back then, and they just took off, and they were all gone.
Fantastic. It's
so
nice to know that they're gone.
Yeah.
Gone for good.
Yep, they went to the Beyondo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, there are some really good archives back in 2012. When Ron was first with the soldiers, and from then on, it's a whole different subject line than we're talking about now. Ron, another email came in. I'm going to, like, press on with these emails because so many came in while you were away, and I do want to help everyone get their questions answered. So this one listener has written to you before about hearing voices, and he sent this for Paranormal Night Tonight. He knows it's unusual, but he's hearing his voice that he thought was his dad saying to be quiet, you know, the shh. He thought maybe it was his dad's spirit. I guess he's deceased. And you had told him it might be an entity. So later he believes he found it was a hex put on with an elaborate five-pointed star dark magic done centuries ago. And he says, this energy has been mainly giving me negative vibes sent out to people I'm close with. And he wondered if he could have a sample healing for this, because he's actually heard them saying, you will hate yourself, you will hate your family, while they were doing the hex centuries ago. So this hex was actually family-aimed. Seems pretty clear about that, Ron. Over to you.
Okay, wow. So distant past is coming into this reality. They're doing a clearing for that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A lot of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That should dampen it down a whole bunch. Well, and make sure you keep your crown chakra closed and, you know, do your shrink wrap. Get your energy, you know, held tight to your body. And, you know, do the Be Here Now clearing often, or, you know, the Mind a Heart Drop. Back to you, Kathy.
So Ron just gave a sample of the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, and that could help a lot of us. And there are, in this person's case, going back, he's able to detect that it was going back generations, and that's probably something that's not unheard of, right, Ron? So that's why you created the seven-generation clearing for the curses, hexes, and spells that he would do after he did the whole life clearing. It goes back 49 generations just for the first one. It can go back many, many, many years. Ron has those available for sale for $100 on his website, creationlightship.com.
Yep, so that's a, wow. I'm still kind of feeling some of the energy there. Kind of made my voice a little funny, like I have something in my throat here. Maybe a fur ball or something. Let me get some water here. But yeah, it's quite interesting to see how the energy acted.
Yes, I felt it too, so please
here we go. Let's do that
coughing.
One again. We need some more horsepower here. We get the time-traveling soldiers to come in and kick butt. We're headed up by the Vikings. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. You might actually feel stuff around you going away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That's great. So if you're at the expo, you know, last weekend, you live in Expo in San Mateo, if you'd like to comment on you know, how the light chamber was or the monitors, or I did a lot of special sessions for people, which is, for me, a lot of fun to help people. That's what I love doing. So if you somehow I worked with you, or you want to comment on how the chamber felt, there's lots of people on the outside in the aisle. Because people don't know what it is, in a sense, if they're newbies. And if they don't come around to do anything, they just sort of migrate there for a little bit and stand around. So it is kind of interesting to watch the people. Anyway, I guess back to you.
So the way to reach Ron to send in your comments during the show, or if you attended the expo and were benefited from a healing that he gave in person, you can reach Ron and, at our radio address at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you want to write anonymously, you can go to Ron's radio page on BBS Radio You'll see his face there, and you can scroll down, and there's option one, option two in the middle, and you can email him through the fast chat feedback form we have. That's option two, and that'll take you to our CLS page, which has all kinds of tips and reminders and notices that we've collected over time from the shows that are helpful to listeners. And also, if you scroll down, you'll find the form there. You can send the form in, just write your responses, and scroll down a little bit, click send, and it'll go right to the inbox during the show, or even after the show. If you think of something you want to write to Ron, it will be read by one of the co-hosts on the next time we're on the radio. And we'll have a show tomorrow, Saturday, same PBS Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific. So please do let Ron know how you like the expo and what it meant to you as far as meeting him. And so also we'd like to hear anyone's responses to that curses and hex clearing, which has me choked up. Sorry about that. I've been fine all day. So if you want to just write in a few notes about that, a few words, I mean, please do. And I'll be watching the inbox for that. Thank you. So that was Curses, Hexes, and Spells sample, and it was seemed like a big sample. More than a sample. Okay, so in that subject line, Ron, of dealing with family, dealing with friends, you know, putting out certain vibes, getting certain vibes back, someone else wanted to share with everyone their experience on using the Soul Family Disconnect Clearing for their friends and coworkers. And so they wrote this. They've been running the Soul Family Disconnect Clearing for friends and work associates, has found that all the people are much easier to get along with after the clearing is done. It seems to take off all the rough edges. One work-related coworker was argumentative. Now she's kind and easy to work with. She's noticing fantastic results. And she wanted to thank you for making her life so much better, or his. And that clearing, the Soul Family Disconnection clearing that Ron created, has a lot of options on it that you kind of go down the line. And one of them is the psychic billboard disconnection removal. And another one that was really effective that you can run at the same time is at the very end, is the light infusion. Just because that's at the bottom of the list and it can be run after doesn't mean you can't run it during the time and have it running all the time once you've done the clearing. So that's got kind of a nice bonus to it, a light infusion clearing that you can adjust the minutes on, because they default for a certain amount, but certainly you can change it. And someone else wrote in that they also ran this Soul Family Disconnection Clearing, Ron, during a family birthday celebration and noticed a difference with harmony and peace. Didn't feel any psychic attacks or put-downs. And they had run the clearing, same thing like this other person did. So those are really two great testimonies of the Soul Family Disconnect Clearing, which works well in the present moment and clears out those contracts, which we've talked about before. So, Ron, over to you for any comments, or I'll just continue.
And also, if you're having a situation with people at your workplace, we'll say, that's really what you have is your workplace, unless it's your neighbor or something. You can also run, you know, the whole lifetime emotional clearing for them. And that can probably help out immensely. So you may want to keep track of that and note that, because times doing a clearing for somebody who you don't like and you hate them, you think that'd be the last thing you'd ever do is spend money on them, that could be the best thing you could ever do, is to do an emotional clearing on them, and then they're very happy and nice to you You know, if you have a bad boss or, you know, anything going on, it could do wonders for you and make your life much, much, much better. So back to you, Kathy.
I've heard that too. And would you also recommend they purchase the unlimited for an extra $50 if they're going to be continually working with that person?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you could go on probably, you know, with your tablet or computer at work if the person gets kind of grouchy or something, and a couple of minutes later, they'd be all gone. Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
And that goes for family members too. If you wanted to purchase, if you're living at home with a family member who's, let's say, irascible, or, you know, annoying you, or you see that, you know, that they've really got a problem, that's really great to have that emotional healing for them. Like Ron says, it's worth the money to invest in your own, completes your peace of mind if you're stuck with someone who's not pleasant to be with.
Yeah, and even, you know, for your, you know, your dog, your cat or something, you know, they have bad days too, you know. Run it for them. And you have already done the clearing on yourself, and, well, they're free. So, geez, you know, you have an emotional, you know, you already ran your emotions years ago, and you just got a new dog or something, and maybe they had, you know, problems at birth or something, you know, if you have other clearings that might help, but, you know, they're all free. You might want to run them once a week for your dog or cat, maybe a horse or chicken or something, you know. Everything has, you know, everything here, you know, the underlying thing is fear. So there is that underlying fear, which is what everybody should have. That's the third clearing. Oh, emotional, mental, then fear. Then you can do your pets and animals with fear and change them completely. Back to you.
Yes, the emotional clearing is free for our pets. But that's if it's unlimited, correct, Ron?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, because lots of times I think people forget that they have to buy the unlimited to keep using it.
Yeah, and you don't want to buy the unlimited first, because that's not going to really help you at all. It might take away something in one day, but it's not going to clear your whole life. So, you know, the unlimited is purchased after you do your whole lifetime clearing. Well, back to you, Kathy.
So moving on to the inbox, responses from your curses, hexes, and spells clearing sample, beginning of the show. Somebody wrote, Ron, I felt that hex clearing jumping out of my shoulders. And I do run the hex, curse, hex, and spell clearing daily.
Very good.
They're just so heavy. That Ron recommended, when we first talked about it on the radio several years ago, Ron recommended that clearing and one other to run again and again until you feel like you really cleared it.
That's probably the dark side practitioner.
Yeah, the dark side practitioner is another one that is associated with curses, hexes, and spells.
You don't know how often somebody got paid, and how often they're going to be doing this on you. So remember, somebody typically is going to has income from somebody else who wants to attack you. And a lot of times, what I found out is that, you know, maybe somebody in some foreign country, I'm making a lot of money. Maybe they get $50, work on you for a year, and to them that's a lot of money, and they keep, you know, stirring that pot up and doing their magic and everything else on you, you know, for a long, long time, and you get in and do the clearing one time thinking that it's over with, well, they're still on it. So all you can do is, you know, play defense and, you know, keep clearing that stuff away from you. That's why you want to keep doing the clearing, and your body will know when it's off of you. And then, you know, you may want to revisit it over again, you know. They say you have paid another $50 for the next year or something. So it's only one of the worst things that year is people being, slime, they'll say, with these other energies. So, you know, just bad news. I mean, it can actually kill you. You know, if the practitioner or whoever, maybe they got 50 of them after you, and it's hard to get rid of that stuff. Yeah, it's worst thing on the planet is that. I know I took out a whole bunch of that energy at some point. I don't know if I got all of it or not, but it should be dampened down a lot. So, back to you.
Yeah, it's so heavy. People can really feel it. They can really feel when it's gone. So I do want to ask the person who requested this from Ron tonight to please write in so we can hear what he may have felt lifted off, if he did, for tomorrow's show. We can talk about it then some more, because it's something that curses, hexes, spells, and dark side practitioner, people who judge you or cast dispersion on you. It's a very prevalent, ongoing, daily experience that we accumulate in our body tissues, that energy. And so Ron releases those frequencies. So technically, after the spirit integrates, we should be feeling a little better. Might take a little while. So some people, like the ones I just read, can feel things instantly. And there's another person who just wrote in about that, Ron, and even she says she's done the whole life clearing for curses, hexes, and spells. But yet, she was yawning and coughing with that clearing you did on the radio. Does this mean she should do the 7th generation one next?
Very possible, yes, I would try that one.
Yes, and she can even run the whole life clearing unlimited again, right? Again,
that's
and again.
Correct.
Yeah, I think I ran it like 6 times. I know I was heavily affected by it. You know, if you come from certain regions of the world, count on it. If you're wondering if you're affected, you are.
Yeah, that's correct.
We've just come to that conclusion after doing these shows for so long and hearing people's experiences and how much better they felt without those curses, and also how much better things went for their lives in their professions and everything. It's just such an obstacle to have all that cloaking you. Okay, so we'll move on to the next letter in the inbox. Kind of a cute one about paranormal boots. So she sent a photo of some boots she bought, and she says she wants to share a positive experience with you, Ron, because she's been looking for these boots, and she could not find a proper fit. So she had given up. But then months later, she saw a box, a shoe box, and it had her name on it. It was the name of the style, was the same name as hers. And it's true. I see in the picture. The name of her name is on the shoes, shoebox. So she tried them on, and it was a perfect fit. She was going to buy them, but she only had a little bit of money. But it turned out they were on clearance, and she had the exact change. She says she's not making this up, but she wants you to know she'd read about synchronicity recently, and she does believe these things happen all the time if you are able to pay attention. So she did buy the boots, and her search is now over for those perfect shoes. And she was really feeling like she has a friend in the world. So that's good. Any comments, Ron?
That's good. Yeah, his name's Cinderella, I wonder. So anyway.
Oh, the shoe fit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Ron. Funny.
I'm surprised I got that. Oh, what can we do next?
Okay. Well, there's another paranormal situation happening on someone's computer, Ron. They're requesting a healing. Their laptop is just all messed up. It's got strips of pink, white, blue, and purple, and other colors, and they're having a hard time reading the screen, and they're doing their clearings. And unfortunately, they have no way to buy a new laptop or get this one fixed.
We'll check that one out. So here we go. This may work for everybody also. So one, we can clear the energy off your computer. Be something inside of there pushing buttons or doing things or sitting on the circuit board and you want to get it off. Does your computer work right? So here we go. One, two, three. Rush to use like an object clearing now on your computer. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Even doing alien life forms now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. See if that helps you. So find out. Back to you, Kathy.
I hope it helps because I just got a new laptop and you could probably use a little object clearing. So Ron counted all the way up to 100. That was a lot of a sample. Let us know, listener, if that did help at all. And he did use the object clearing, which is really inexpensive to purchase. Also, if you happen to have the eliminating alien attack clearing, you can put your computer in there, and there's also a place to clear computers on that one of the options on the eliminating alien attack clearing. That's online, creationlightchip.com. Okay, Ron, so shifting gears a little bit, we've got someone talking about, you know, the great news you shared with us, like March 24th, when a new Earth was, I don't know what the word to use is, but manifested, I guess, through much work and effort and time on your part. And we talked about those shows a lot about the new Earth and another new Earth and what that's like, and that you declared that it was going to crumble old programs, that they were all going to start disintegrating because those timelines and the energies were no longer present in the new Earth. So we were kind of interested to see, you know, how that would play out in the events of the planet. So one of your listeners from the UK caught that show and was wanting to respond on what he's noticed. So he writes, people seem a little kinder, and even the war in Syria that was brewing with Russia seems to have fizzled. And what about the talks in North and South Korea? They came to a peace agreement ending decades of war. I think that was like 65 years worth, in one day. That was April 27th. That was a monumental day. I think Ron said it could be chaotic when the old programs break up and we are our programs. And yeah, Ron, you had said that, you know, things that you're doing now just aren't going to work for you anymore. The lifestyle you're putting up with just isn't no longer going to be satisfied. You're no longer going to put up with it. But he says that as yet, the spirit is not strong enough in place to provide a totally new reality. And he's saying the same thing. I can't take the old anymore. I just can't take it. So I think a lot of people feel this, Ron. This is kind of like the theme of our show. You know, we've always had so many obstructions. And but I see this chaotic old programs breaking up as an advantage. That the it's like a healing crisis in a way. Would you like to talk about that, Ron? Over to you.
Well, yeah, the energy, you know, is changing daily. And what I did at the expo on Sunday is I made a put a line on the floor where there was some tape. And I had everybody in the room move across that line, and they would be in the old earth until they hit that line of black tape, which actually covered up with tape probably for microphone or AV equipment or something, just to give you an idea so you have a visual here. And then once they walk into the new earth, I was seeing a bunch of smiles on people, and they felt so much better as they walked in front of me. So things are changing daily, like I mentioned. And when it changes daily, that happens to everything around you. Try to hang on to the new paradigm or the new you and keep knowing that you're on the new earth and you're out of duality. When you start worrying or fretting or anxiety, fear, or anything else, you know that you're smack in the middle of the old earth. You want to get out of that. So just know that you're going to be seeing physical changes happening as it happens in the invisible first and goes into the physical. And a lot of people out there who don't even understand what's going on will start to feel the energy coming to them. So by all means, just stay peaceful, and things will start to change slowly. And, you know, you're going to have a wonderful day with it and become peaceful. So, you know, like I'm saying, don't get into duality because maybe your day is not working too well. Then know that you're in the old earth and you got to shift your energy over there. So back to you.
Yes, well, in the beginning of April, for the first 3 weeks, Ron talked about this very subject on a lot of our shows on BBS Radio. If anyone wants to refer back to those when they choose to listen to archives, because we do talk a lot about what to expect and how to handle the new paradigm. So a listener wrote in last week, Ron, about, well, actually it was today. She wrote in that the July 4th archive, July 4th, 2014, she says that you started discussing revelations about the American Civil War that most people who live or who have lived in the southern United States might find very useful. And I think she's referring to shows that we talked about the first 3 weeks of April, Ron, about the North and South and the division between them that goes back for so long. And it's so much animosity that the original reason was almost obscured. But anyway, she writes, most notably, the curse of the North put on the South, its people, and the land. If you have lived in the South, the southern states she's talking about, or were born there, you need to get this curse off you, and also the people close to you. This was not a minor curse. There was some real black magic involved on a large scale. At the time of this archive, 2014, the dark side practitioner clearing and the curses, hexes, and spells clearing were highly recommended. Therefore, if you live near a Civil War torn battlefield town, if you timeline crash the dates of the battle, it might also be in your best interest. So we had talked about that too the first 3 weeks of April. So this is really good that I wonder if this person, I think this person did this. But yeah, this came up in 2014, and again, the topic was covered over the next four or five broadcasts in July of 2014. So people can refer back to that one also. July 2014, after the 4th. I hope this is useful to our southern listeners. Thank you so much for your contribution. That was really thoughtful to write that and helpful because the archives do have little treasures for everyone. You know, in certain times they start to deal with some deeper clearings like this.
Yeah, very nice to have archives, isn't it?
Yes, I'd like to mention that. Ron collects the archives for us, puts them on the website, his website, and also BBS Radio does the same thing on Ron's radio page, which is really terrific of them because look how much we use them. And Ron's got hundreds and hundreds of archives from all the radio programs of BBS Radio and others that he's done. So, okay, so Ron, next question. This listener has wanting some reassurance from you. It's regarding the spirit barcode removal healing. And he's double-checking with you about how that's going to work. Now, wants to mention that he did listen to this whole topic discussed on the April 21st, 2018 show. That was a Saturday when we talked about the spirit barcode removal and what's going to happen after you pass or forced reincarnation and all that. But anyway, he's saying that he's in a struggle to save his soul. He writes here, S-O-S.
And yeah, no problem. I know he's done the spirit barcode, and he's covered. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, so you say no problem whatsoever. And so that means even if he does pass away and he's in severe trauma and pain, he's covered?
Yes, he's covered. No problem.
Good news.
Yep.
Good news. Okay, that's good for him and for the rest of us. Because really, when we pass away, not many people do, you know, pass away peacefully.
Yep.
It's probably a preferred way to go, like, you know, pass away in your sleep, so to speak. But all too often, it doesn't happen. So the spirit barcode is there to ensure that we will be recognized by the creation light ship. We will be basically with the creation light ship in quarantine. And the light beings will seek out our other bits and pieces.
Yep, that's correct.
Put us back in wholeness to recreate our original blueprint. Then we will live on a planet of light.
Won't be back here again.
Thank you, good. That's another reassuring thing. Yeah. Okay, good. So,
some people do get worried, and, you know, once you do that clearing, you know, it's cool, no problem. What I was going to mention, somebody, you might be going to the BBS page to hear our show, but you can also go to the website, creationlightship.com, and on the very top, you know, if you don't know this, we have the radio, a white page, and you're listening live also to the show on the website in case you have never tuned in that way. So I just thought I would mention that. Go to the website now and just click on it. You're going to see at the very top, BS transmission through your speakers on your computer of our program. Well, that might be new to a few people. I'm just looking here. I click on the very bottom left. Yesterday we had over 1,300 views on the website, and looks like total hits is over it's 1,271,000 hits on the website so far. So I think we average around 45,000 to 50,000 hits per month. So, and you can see all the, if you click on it, you can see all the people there who are tuning in. And we're reaching lots of people. So that's great. Oh, I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy. I thought I'd bring that up in case anybody wanted to know.
Yeah, that's substantial.
You
can listen to the radio live on the website, access the archives, and when Ron has expos, people naturally, you know, do some research on the website and on Ron. Also, he has YouTube videos that have received quite a few subscriptions. Really has increased into the thousands since they were put up just a little over a year ago. So there's a lot of great places to access all the things that Ron talks about, because there are so many things, and then he answers a lot of questions. Okay, so Ron, this is some really great kind of a pointer someone had here on how to do healings online or during the during the special calls without writing on a piece of paper, without taping it to your body in case it falls off or it gets crumpled if they're asleep. So they're wondering if the following would work instead. Can they use their voice? Can they maybe just tape record their voice instead of putting on a piece of paper what they want healed in their body? Run the audio.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that would work. Just have it loop itself. Uh-huh. No problem.
Okay, because, yeah, he's even saying he would put the recording on a loop and then put his photo in front of the light being on the monitor. Then either go to sleep or go away.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying yes on the audio, the way he's described it here.
It'll work.
Terrific. What a good idea. I never heard that before. Okay, using audio instead of a piece of paper. Thank you, listener. I'm sure other people are going to consider that as well. All right. Ron, the person who requested the hex and curses clearing has just written. So I'll write it. I'll read it. I'm the person who wrote in about the hex. My spirit told me about this. I feel my heart becoming soft. I feel it completely gone. He means the curse. Will this work on the archives?
It'll work three times.
Okay, three times. Also, were the Vikings that you invited to come in part of the hex clearing?
Part of it. Are you asking if the Vikings were hexed?
If the Vikings helped with the clearing. Did they help release the densities? Or did they help get rid of the spells?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Maybe this person sensed that they did. Because when lots of people invite the field, lots of people feel the time-traveling soldiers with them, especially when you invite them during the shows, Ron. Okay, so thank you for sending in your response, and we appreciate that because that was a huge sample clearing. I'm still feeling it myself in my throat. Pardon me for the noises I'm making. All right, so Ron, a listener in South Africa has sent a photo of herself to you, and she noticed that, you know, despite a lot of the things that she does, she is trying to keep entities away, trying to avoid being slimed, and also the energetic psychic attacks that we always discuss happen all the time. She always says aloud the mind-to-heart drop and asking that her spirit keep her real, make her real. She does shut off her crown and third eye chakra and shrink out wrap energy. So when she was walking in the nature where she lives, someone noticed a light around her body and took those photos of her. And so she sent them to you. But she wants to know if she can expand this light into a bubble around her to protect her all the time.
Boy, let me look here. No, I wouldn't do that because if you put light around yourself, you're going to be a target. Let's do the shrink wrap and have shrink wrap include that bubble. You don't want to transmit light all around you because that could be very dangerous for you. Everybody will come over to you to want to hug you and touch you, get that light, or to find some way to steal it from you. The light is being emitted from your spirit, so you don't want to have your spirit get slimed by having light around you. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Well, she mentioned that she does shut off her crown chakra and third eye, and she also commands the shrink wrap energy. Would you also suggest she do the similar healing, the crown chakra alien disconnect cording?
Hey, that one's good to do quite often.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if she does it online, but it does all those things all day long if you want. It will shrink wrap all your chakras to your body. Also, it will remove entities from your body and chakras. And it also has the spirit light infusion and integration healing there. So I think it's like $150 unlimited. Can use it all day, every day, and at night. And then you won't. The thing is, Ron, that you know, we were taught to emit light, to be the light. It was kind of ingrained in us if we were any kind of spiritual religious programs or indoctrinations. And we were taught that the light is protective. So you can't have, what you're saying, Ron, is we cannot have light around us and also shrink wrap at the same time, right?
Yeah, the light has to be inside your body. You don't want to emit light any time outside of yourself.
Well, if you saw that photo of her, Ron, you know, she was particularly illuminated.
Yeah, she's going to pull that in. That's a good validation that the clairvoyants have released a lot of baggage from her. And, you know, she's emitting the light in the photo, but you do want to pull it in to yourself.
Yeah, that's contrary to what we were taught. So this is what our show's about, is you know, acknowledging those things, and then yet there's a different approach here.
I went to an expo in, a long time ago, Southern California, northern was Santa Rosa, I believe, at a convention center there or something. Anyway, somebody who had some dowsing rods, and he was able to increase somebody's aura to like about 20 feet and use the dowsing rods to validate what he did. And whoever walks in that person's aura field of itself 20 feet, they're going to get slimed with everything that that other person has. You know, riddles will crawl into you because you're opening yourself up with that energy field around you. Things will hop into it, and it'll migrate to you, whatever they are. So, you know, he didn't understand what he was doing. He thought it was really neat that he could do some type of mantra or do some kind of movement around the person, and their auric field would jump out, you know? Most people will probably have an auric field maybe 3 to 6 feet around them. That's normal. He was like taking it to probably tripling it. That's bad. Don't want to have it out anyway. You're going to get slimed. So don't do that. I guess our show's coming close to the end, Kathy.
Well, I just want to ask a couple more questions, and you need to make an announcement about the physical body rejuvenation. But anyway, she wanted to know, this listener, that you had mentioned you were going to be working on a cloak healing to protect us from attacks, and wanted to know how that was coming along.
Still coming along, yes. Not
okay,
yet.
So it's on your list, your long list.
On my long list, yep. Yeah. Well, we have a physical body, rejuvenation that begins Saturday on the 12th of this month. And that's our Saturday call. And then after that, we have three negative Sundays where we get rid of alien critters and the like. So that's beginning. And tomorrow we have our special call, bone marrow. So you want to come on that possibly. It should be very good. This is the first time that I've done this, I believe. So 1 o'clock Pacific, $20. Just click on the top of the website and report there. And then you get returned back to the website when you click on it. You have to scroll down a ways. Say, I think return to merchant. And then at that point, you'll get your information that you need to get on the call. That's normally how that works. So I guess back to you, Kathy, if you want to add anything before we do the mind to heart drop here.
Well, I have some testimonies, but I guess we'll save them for tomorrow, Saturday's show. And I think back over to you for any announcements you'd like to make.
Yeah, we're going to be changing on Monday how you connect with us on radio show. So on Monday, not tomorrow, but Monday, we're going to be using CLS questions at cbsradio.com. You want to write that down. It used to be at Yahoo, and now it's going to be at cbsradio.com. They were so gracious to allow us to use their system to have us get questions and answers from our listeners. So it's a much better system than what we had before. Well, thank you, BBS. Do you have one testimonial you can do before we get off, Kathy?
Yes, thank you, BBS Radio. That'll be starting Monday, May 7th. Yes, someone wrote in that the mind loop clearing significantly reduced the bombardment of repeating negative thoughts from their mind. Terrific. What a relief.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's, you know, how the dark side uses your mind to beat yourself up. They have those repetitive thoughts all the time. Oh, yeah, that's why I put that clearing up. Well, let's do the mind to heart, everybody. Mind to heart drop. And here we go. Start you off with this here. So we go out loud, say out loud, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, up them into my heart, and make me real. Off from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. If you notice, you won't be able to think. That's source energy. No thoughts there. Always peaceful. And stay in peace. Our next BBS radio show is tomorrow night, same time, same station. We're on station two. And this will be Saturday night live on the Lightship. And since it's the first week of the month, we'll have a birthday party. Our ice cream and cake and whatever you like to have. So this is our Friday night. I mean, not tomorrow. Well, blessings, everybody. Thank you, EBS. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Kathy. And by all means, thank you, all you listeners. So have a wonderful evening. Night, everybody. Blessings.